Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate that. Really do. And download the podcast if you can't listen live. If you can't listen live or well, just whenever you hear a commercial, please patronize your advertisers on the show. That's why the show is free. And plus, we wouldn't feel good about charging for
it. No subscription fee here.
No, not at all. Ian Bagg, comedian Ian Bagg, will be on the show tomorrow. Our comedian buddy Sean Ganant's going to phone in on Friday. And also, Nick's got a comedy gig outdoors live Saturday. Where is that, Nick?
Yes, at the Farmhouse Lounge just outside of Weeping Water, Nebraska.
All right.
8 p.m. They're having a food truck there in the afternoon.
Cool.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Have you worked?
It'll be the
Have
best
you...
comedy you've seen on top of a retaining wall ever.
How much time you? How much time is each guy doing?
I think John will probably do 10 up top, then Richard, and Austin will probably do 20, 25, and then I'll do the rest.
All right. Good show. I'll do the rest.
So just run out of material. Whenever I run out of jokes.
Yeah. Well, I usually try to keep it to like an hour and a half. Like they do it standard at the Funny Bone. That's why Wayne's World is an hour and a half. It's like, I think people have a certain attention span for comedy.
I'm with you on that.
Oh, there's not going to be a timer set or anything.
No.
Like, oh, we hit 90. See ya.
Nobody with a flashlight telling you time's up?
No, sometimes. Yeah. Well, not there.
Not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole crowd will be, ah, come on, that's it.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Everybody starts flashing their phones at you. Yeah. Come on, dude.
Okay. I remember hosting some open mics where people wouldn't get off the stage. You'd, like, give them the light and then literally just have to, like, go stand next to them on the stage.
They get
like,
the hell
are
off.
You, okay, oh, this is over.
Yeah. Oh, because they don't know what it means?
No. Well, yeah, they don't know what it means, or they're just, like, searching for a laugh that's not going to come. You're like, hey, this is what your set is tonight. Well, I'm sorry it went this way, but it's over.
You died. It's official.
Yeah.
Move on.
Everybody wished it would have gone better.
Right. We're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
We all wish it would have went better. That's funny.
It was on this date in 1991. Puss might remember where he was when the Black Album was released, Metallica's self-titled disc.
Puss was a baby. His mom liked that album.
I was 11.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much a baby.
That actually was not my first Metallica record. I didn't get into Metallica until about 95 when Load and Reload came out. Yeah. I went back and discovered the Black Album.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Some people think that is Metallica's first album. Oh, so approached the music the way you approached being a Packer fan. You waited to find out if they were good and popular, and then you jumped on board.
I hate to argue with Tom, but that's a good one. That's a good one there. I like that one.
Well, the album I referred to, Todd, came out when I was about 15. That's so that was when my musical tastes were forming, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's interesting because those are the albums that made a lot of people jump ship from Metallica because they cut their hair.
Right.
Most people think those are the worst Metallica albums. I still love them because they were the ones that got me into the band. But yes, then, Craig, I went back and found that they had a whole bunch of other records that are really good.
Yeah, Ride the Lightning, Justice for All, right? Yeah.
Master, Kill 'Em All.
Master.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, boy, it was. It sold like 20 million copies now.
And Puss still can't, nobody wants to go with you to go see him in the drive-in theater, right?
Yeah, it's got.
You sat through Hamilton, for Christ's sakes. Your wife and your kids should go with see Metallica with you.
Yeah, but the Hamilton thing was just on the Disney Plus subscription. This is $115 a car.
All right, put some people in the trunk. Oh, you can't find guys that want to go either.
Right? I'm not yeah, gonna,
even
I'm,
if you kidnap them. Mm-hmm.
But where else have you been going?
Yeah. True, yeah, but true. I'm still not. I'm not going to spend $115 to teach them a lesson.
You're like, right about that. I'm not saying that's not a lot of money, because of course it is. But if you don't spend money for like 2, 3, 4, 5 months, I mean, you do spend $100-something. You go, whoa, but then you really would have spent that 3 months ago.
Yeah, if that's your entertainment budget for 4 months.
Grab a six-pack, Uber down there, and check it out.
Yeah, but then, the Uber driver's got to stick around with me.
He gets in for free. Yeah. He gets in for free. You get drunk.
What if the Uber guy's an ass? Then I got to hang out with him all night.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I don't know. Just tell me you have COVID.
Our pilot buddy wants to know if you got a
good one, Nick.
He'll stay away from you. Reservations. You might need to ride home. But
you need reservations or tickets ahead of time?
For Weeping Water?
Yeah.
She's selling tickets in advance. I think if you buy a ticket in advance, too, you get like a free well drink when you show up. Right. And I've got those links on my Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. Share those today. That's how Craig feels about that. He just farts on you. Share those
in my general direction.
You fart in Nick's general direction. Share those today, Nick, and I'll retweet and re-Facebook that. We call it refacing it. I don't know what that's called.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, that's a reface.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, don't answer me.
I'm not.
Do we ever? Matter.
Yes.
Is that Metallica thing live? Or are they just rebroadcasting?
No, it's they're filming it, and then it's just going to be a nationwide one night only at the at the drive-ins thing.
Video obtained by TMZ shows the February arrest of the Toronto Blue Jays catcher, Reese McGuire. He got busted taking care of himself in his car outside a strip mall in Florida.
I love that strip.
Near the team's spring training complex.
Young athlete, horny in the car, just threw one off in the car. He didn't think it was illegal, right?
No, that's not this guy.
Okay. That was Puss.
It might not be in Canada.
But in Florida, apparently it is.
Yeah, and they got a little more lax masturbation laws in Canada. The 25-year-old McGuire pleaded no contest, got fined $450 after initially being charged with exposure of sexual organs. That would have been a lot
more. Who saw it, by the way? You got to walk up to somebody's car and look down in to see a masturbating.
Not exactly sure. During the arrest, McGuire told police that he'd been checking to make sure that no one was looking. But realized what an idiot, what a dumb place to be when he saw an officer approach his SUV after law enforcement was called to the scene.
I threw one off at the nursing home I worked at in high school in the parking lot.
Yeah, but in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, I was horny. I was eating lunch in the car. I'm 17. Somebody said, hey, take care of this. And I did. But I didn't know it was illegal either, but nobody caught me.
In the video, a police officer could be heard asking McGuire, "So if you're down at an apartment next to the stadium, why would you come to a parking lot just to masturbate?"
Why not?
McGuire responded, "I don't know. I just decided to park."
Right.
He said he realized that he made a mistake having his pants down, doing what he was doing. He said he's really apologetic and he knows he shouldn't have been doing this.
Man, let it go. I mean, what's he supposed to do? Just throw himself at the mercy of the court? Okay, I screwed up. I didn't shake it at her and said, this is for you.
Well, you would say let it go,
but
unless you're the other team. Apparently earlier this week, when he stepped up to the plate, the organist played Beat It.
Excellent.
It's beautiful.
That is excellent.
I hope he didn't get in trouble. Sometimes those guys get in trouble for doing that. No.
Well, they got
I didn't hear about him getting in trouble.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
The other catcher has a little John material when he comes up to the plate.
Well, you know what, though?
Oh, yeah.
This guy's actually pretty lucky because that was in the offseason this year, right?
Well, he was in the – I mean, he was at the
– spring training, I mean.
Yeah.
Spring training, okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm saying because he had fans – if he had to deal with fans this year, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And by next year, there'll be some fans to remember, but, you know – this year, they totally would have remembered.
This would have been the roughest year.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the part I love about this story is it's not even like they just played the music. The organist learned how to play Beat It just to troll this guy.
That's awesome.
His own team had to be laughing.
Oh, they had to
be laughing. Had
to. They've got to give him more crap than anybody.
Right.
Apparently, the announcers didn't mention it at the time, but other people were like, hey, wait a minute. He's playing. Hilarious.
He's playing Beat It. Of course, in the offseason, he masturbated in the car at a spring training. He just talks about that. Just
in case you forgot.
That, yeah.
In case you
I saw a clip the other day. I'm pretty sure it was Oral Hershiser calling a game with the Astros.
Okay.
And Altuve, the little short guy, mm-hmm, who was in on all the cheating.
Yep.
He struck out, and the play-by-play guy said something about him striking out, and it looked like he was guessing there, and Oral's like, yeah, guessing's a whole lot harder than knowing.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
he was not having it.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah.
Think if that dude wanted to own it and just have Beat It as his walk-up song, they would let him do that?
Yes.
Yes. You can pick whatever you want.
You can.
And Craig's involved in some baseball and does that, yeah.
Just
yeah, you can pick whatever you want, basically, unless it's, you know, not family-friendly.
Yeah.
And even then, if it's in another language, you don't know. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you just hope for the best.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. I mean, what has happened, and I just don't know, where there are a number of Hispanic players that play baseball, even in the minor leagues. And if they have a song where you don't understand the lyrics.
You still play it, right?
You still play it.
You just hope for the
because
best.
Because I asked the sound guy, what are these words? I have no idea. You're just playing.
I was this guy.
The crowd
be like
know.
The raunchiest.
Yeah, the crowd doesn't know.
If I was this dude, I'd say just cue it up to Captain Jack, where she said, "You just sit at home and masturbate." Sister's out. You walk to the plate. Your sister's going out. She's on a date. You just sit home and masturbate, and I'll be ready to go. That's the only clip I want. The song's like 7 minutes long. You can't play the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, that messes with the pace of play. If somebody has a 7-minute walk-up song.
Oh, Captain Jack's a great song, too. So this play, he's coming up. Captain Jack's playing.
And he bats 4 times a game.
We can just sit through it. He walks up at the end of that line.
Right.
So yeah. That's probably about halfway through.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Facebook is doubling down on the removal of hate speech by removing more than 22 million posts in the second quarter. That far surpasses the 9.6 million posts that they removed in the first quarter of 2020.
There was a bot, I think, that followed us on Twitter, a Russian bot, because I posted something political, and like this guy's, you could tell it was a bot. And it just basically said, but so-and-so did this. And when I looked, I couldn't find who it was. There was no name around it. And I said, oh, cool. The Russian bots are responding to us now. That's cool. I was happy.
Yeah, their profile descriptions. Right?
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Jesus, guns,
yeah.
Trump.
No followers, you know.
No.
Yeah. So they're not real people.
That damn Fauci. Says
what
that
does he know?
He doesn't believe the Russia's vaccine's the real deal. He says it's one thing to have a vaccine, it's another for it to be safe and effective.
Think about this.
And they did not put that vaccine through the third phase of trials, and that's an issue.
Yeah, you've been hearing about this since Putin brought that up, because we don't believe Putin because he's a liar. One guy believes him. But if they give us a vial of it so we can test it, like the Western world? Or they know what this is? Have we heard anything about it?
I have not heard that.
He said Putin said he gave it to his daughter.
Yep.
What does that mean? I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he did.
Yeah.
Customs and... I'm sorry?
By the way, what a pussy. Putin should take it himself.
Oh, he's too strong for that.
Can you
he's
imagine
too manly.
He doesn't need a vaccine.
Could you somebody say, we get something experimental. Would any of us pick our kids over us?
No.
No.
Try it out on my daughter.
Yeah. Try it out the one I don't like. What the hell's that about?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Fortunately, he doesn't need a vaccine because
he's
too
manly. He's a manly man.
Yeah, he's too manly.
Yeah. We know God said you just got to work out and take care of yourself and you'll be fine.
That's not true.
No, yeah. He's an idiot.
A couple of shirtless rides on a horse, you're good.
Yeah.
How old is that dude? He's in power until he dies.
Yeah. He rearranged it where he's going to stay there forever now.
Yeah.
Until he dies.
That's comforting.
He's 67.
Yeah.
Customs and Border Protection officers seized nearly 20,000 counterfeit U.S. driver's licenses at O'Hare Airport this year in Chicago. The shipments arrived mostly from China and Hong Kong, but there were some shipments from South Korea and Britain.
Using them to vote, I bet.
Most of the counterfeit driver's licenses were for college-age students. Many had the same photo, but with different names.
Are they cracking down on that? Because they used to make some really easy-to-obtain fake ID.
Well, these are still fairly easy to obtain, but they're busting a few people.
I haven't asked a young girl for her ID recently.
They said the ID. Well, you
have you guys?
Well, my daughter's
I'm not even going to get involved in that conversation. Doesn't matter what you say, it could be turned incorrect.
Show me your ID.
When my daughter was 19 or 20, she had a good fake ID.
Yeah, I think they're tougher now.
Are they with all the holograms and everything?
Yeah, a lot of holograms.
And it might work to get into a bar, but like I know it.
Somebody glanced at
grocery store or a gas station, they'll actually scan the ID.
You have
to have it.
For booze, they scan a lot, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they say these IDs were very realistic. The Michigan driver's licenses, the barcodes on the fake Michigan driver's licenses actually worked.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, there are tech heads everywhere.
Yep. Officers working at DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth, also intercepted fake driver's licenses arriving through international cargo, and they say that what is most disconcerting about this is the ease in which so many young people freely share their personal information with counterfeiters abroad.
Oh, to get fake ID. Well, everybody wants to get into a bar.
Yeah.
If you're 19, 20, 21, 20 and a half, you want to get into a bar.
They also say that
fake IDs were so much easier when I was that age, and a lot of times we just walked into bars, nobody carded you back in the day. So. Yeah.
The one I had was just horrible, but it worked.
Yeah.
I just used my buddies because we looked similar.
We didn't have photos in ours in Pennsylvania.
Oh, you didn't,
Not
did
even
you?
A photo.
Yeah, we didn't have ours. One on
Show
ours.
Show to them. You memorize, guys would memorize dates because some of the bouncers, especially at the beach, the bouncers at the beach were trained to just say, when were you born? What's your birth date? You'd memorize whoever the name was. They let you in.
Yeah, I forgot to do that. Yeah.
No corrective lenses.
Yeah.
No corrective lenses tonight, Mr. Papa Giorgio?
That kind of stuff. Exactly like that.
No, I do not require them.
Criminal organizations use these counterfeit IDs to avoid attracting attention to their activities. And so last fall in Kentucky, they got 3,000 counterfeit IDs and over 3,000 blank cards for counterfeiting licenses that were going to New York City.
To vote.
Yeah, these guys turning these in sound like a bunch of narcs.
They are.
Well, they're finding them at the airports.
Yeah, they're customs officers. Yeah. It's kind of their gig.
It is their gig.
Yep, yeah, they're ruining, the freshman year of a bunch of kids across the country.
I understand that. But I think that's just one of those ages when you reach 21, you don't care about anybody under 21 anymore.
No.
I mean, it's like, It's
separate worlds.
You know, like when there's like an immigrant that gets in the country and they say, shut the door after I get in. There are people like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like them, but I understand the feeling of I'm 21, I'm done.
Yeah, good luck.
I'm done.
Right.
Because I don't want my kids drinking before they're 21. Of course, they probably will, obviously, but I'm done. And I'm 21. Rest of you guys, I don't care.
And unfortunately, those fake IDs were the only way for underage college kids to get booze.
To get any booze at all.
So
right?
Yeah. They're just,
there was never a party.
They're
anywhere.
Out of luck.
Right, but you wanted to go to the bar. That's where everyone was hanging out.
Yeah,
you wanted to go inside the bar.
Yeah.
I would try. I didn't have a fake ID. I would just go, and then if they asked for my ID, I'd be like, oh, I forgot it in the car, and then I would leave.
And leave, I know. Yeah.
Busted.
Run away. They're on to us!
But I didn't realize how young you look.
I know. It's stupid.
It's like college kids now, they look young, super young.
Yeah.
But when you're at that age, I thought I could be president, you know?
We had to buy six packs at bars in Pennsylvania, and the oldest guy would have to walk in without ID to buy a six pack. And I'm talking like the end of my high school year, and then the end of my senior year, and end of freshman year. And me and another guy, about five of us hung out together, had mustaches. Mine was a little thicker than his, so I was always chosen to go in. And I'd walk into this old man bar. So it's an old man bar, so of course I looked really young. But you had to walk over to the cooler, grab a six-pack out, walk to the bar, set it down, and a guy would walk over and charge you for it.
Mm.
So imagine that. If you're turned down at that point, you have to leave the six-pack there and just walk out the walk of shame.
That's a walk of
the
shame.
I only got turned down once, but you had to walk in like you owned the place. And I look back now thinking, I didn't walk in like I owned the place. I walked in like a dumbass kid. I'm thinking I'm all cool. And these old men are thinking, yeah. At that point, they didn't care. Probably.
No.
They weren't okay. We knew the bar was the kind of place people would serve underpaid people.
I'll make $6 right. off this kid, right, exactly. Stupid kid.
Well, it's a perfect example of the great scene in Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, when working for the city.
Yeah, when he walks in and goes, you're 21, right? Well, yeah. That's all they did. They would ask that. So they wouldn't get any. Yeah, working for the city. I love that line.
Yeah.
In North Dakota, you would. This is what my buddy did. He wrote the DMV and said his brother lost his license. His brother was several years older,
and you went and got his picture taken. Right?
They would send you an information sheet, and then you'd go to the DMV, get your picture taken with that information sheet, and they would laminate it for you. So he actually had his brother's information on his driver's license and his photo. So it was perfect. Nobody was going to catch that.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That was genius.
Well, Craig's probably mentioning these old days, the old school ones, the back of a magazine, you'd order it.
Yeah, I got mine.
My buddy, it said California on it. It just said California had his picture. And, it worked sometimes.
That's how I got mine.
But we didn't live in California.
Well, it didn't matter.
Yeah. I know. Did yours say another state?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But it may have. Had said she was from Downers Grove, Illinois.
Oh.
And she almost got busted once because there was a bouncer that grew up in Chicago.
But she didn't know who Emo Phillips was,
that's suburban Chicago. So he starts talking suburban Chicago
her. That's it.
And she goes, well, you know why? I just lived there for about 6 months and then went to school. Talked her way out of it.
Good.
Good line.
Yeah.
That's quick thinking.
Downtown Downers Grove.
Whatever.
Oh, that one place in Downers. Oh, that place was the best.
Yeah.
There is a new movie out starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Jamie Foxx, Dominique Fishback, and I am drawn to the premise of it, although I'm never going to watch it. There is a pill that gives people a random superpower.
But you don't know when you...
Once they eat it.
Yep.
Oh, okay. It's random.
Random.
So you don't know what you're getting.
You don't know what it is.
But it is a superpower.
It is. The problem is that crime in the city has been brought to new heights as a result. Because people use their superpowers to do crimes.
Okay. I like the premise.
Right. And so I'm fascinated by the premise, and that's a new movie that's out today. I just happened to see that. And
I saw they were interviewing Jamie Foxx in sports yesterday. A Netflix movie coming out where he plays Mike Tyson. It's about his life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Jamie Foxx knows how to imitate people. Watch Ray.
Jamie Foxx is a great actor. He does everything well.
I can't wait to watch Jamie Foxx do the Mike Tyson voice, you know?
Yeah.
That's a Netflix movie coming out, right, Puss?
I don't. Yeah. I think maybe.
Look it up. I saw him interviewing Jamie Foxx on ESPN yesterday.
Did Tyson already fight that shark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who won?
Tyson died yesterday.
Yeah.
They go, this is a bad idea because sharks eat humans. We should have thought this through. You missed that? Oh, it's bad.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.